Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 2, we finished with our study of verse 10, and Dr. Bloom has just started to close this particular study. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
And when the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Sometimes I end at this part was saying, if you're going to be a good Christian, you need to do this. Pray, and we'll go through prayer about a dedication of getting these things right. And I think it is important to get these things right that we had here, that we've covered here over these last few days of the young men, of as they were exhort to be sober-minded and all those things that we covered with them, and the sound speech and all these things, but then servants. Being obedient, as employees, being obedient in all things, not purloining, but showing all good fidelity, not stealing. You know, purloining, you know, has the ideas taken. Stealing. When you're getting paid and you're not doing the work, that's stealing. But showing all good fidelity. Because this adorns the doctrine of God our Savior, Jesus Christ. But then again, I might ask right now, you may claim to be a Christian. Oh, you go to church, you got baptized, things like that, but are you truly saved? Do you know if you died today that heaven's your home? My friend, notice I didn't ask, are you baptized? I'm not asking you, have you joined a church. I'm not even asking, are you a Baptist, a Catholic, a Methodist, or what have you? I ask you, do you know that if you die today, that heaven's your home? You see, I'm not asking you, are you doing the best you can? I'm not asking you about good works. I'm asking you, by the Word of God, these questions. First of all, do you believe God, or do you think God lies? You say, oh, no, no, God always tells the truth. God never lies. He's a holy God, and you'd be right. Therefore, he says, for all includes everybody, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You know what the glory of God is? Jesus Christ. Sometimes, well, I'm just as good as that person. If they're going to heaven, I'm going to heaven. No. You're not compared to anybody else but Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was the sinless Son of God. You've sinned. We've all sinned, and we've come short of the mark, which is glory of God, Jesus Christ. For all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. We read also, since we've all sinned, in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. That's final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire, where you never cease to exist, where you never escape. The wages, what we've earned, what we've got coming to us for sin, and we've all sinned. He didn't say big sin for the wages of great big sin. Oh, or this really bad sin is murder. No, just for the wages of sin is death, that separation from God. As a matter of fact, you know, the word death has always meant separation. When your body dies, your spirit separates from your body. When God told Adam and Eve that in the day you eat thereof, you shall surely die. Well, they ate that day. Their body didn't die that very day, but they did die that very day. You say, well, how is that? because their spirit was separated from God. And unless they had a Savior, that when their body died, they'd be forever in a lake of fire. And so, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift, not what we earn, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's why we read in Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are, we don't get good enough for him. While we were yet sinners in our worst state, Christ died for us. When he was on the cross, every sin you or I ever have or ever will commit was placed on him at that very moment. It wasn't just the men that drove nails in his hands and a spear in his side, that spat on him, that slapped him, that pulled the hair of his beard and that beat him with a rod and with the Roman whip. No. It was the fact that on his human spirit that he took on when he came to this earth with a human body, his human spirit would have the outpoured almighty wrath of God upon it. You know, when Jesus cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? You see, it wasn't that he was no longer God the Son. But you see, always before, when he was in the wilderness, God sent angels to minister to his humanity. In the Garden of Gethsemane, God sent angels to minister to his humanity. But on the cross, there'd be no ministering. There'd be no relief. The outpoured wrath of God would be upon him for our sin. That's why he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? There's no help. And yet, he bowed his head and said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. It is finished. And the phrase there, it is finished, meant the price for sin was paid in full. Your sin was paid in full. Paid in full. All sin for all time. When Jesus died, he was buried, and then bodily he arose 3 days later. He ascended up into heaven and applied his blood that was shed for you and me on the mercy seat in heaven, so that one day, if you will receive him, you would be accepted in the beloved. You'd be accepted in Christ, as Ephesians 1:6 says. That's my acceptance into heaven, is through him. And so, 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, he became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. It's his righteousness that makes me accepted into heaven. But you see, we find in John 1:12 that as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, not of blood. You're not born a Christian because your parents were Christians. Nor of the will of the flesh. Oh, I'm just going to try my hardest and I'm going to work hard and I'm going to earn my way to... No. Not of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man. Oh, if you'll follow my little philosophy here, or if you'll follow this little step, these three steps, boy, you're going to go to heaven. No. That wasn't it at all. You must be born again. You must receive him as your Lord and Savior. Receiving him as your Lord and Savior is just like marriage. I've performed many marital ceremonies. The night before they get married, we usually have a rehearsal. And in that rehearsal, they say every word that they're going to say to each other in the wedding. But when they leave, they're not married. It's not till the actual wedding that they then are married. And when they leave out together till death do us part, to love, to honor, to cherish, till death do us part. Better or worse, sickness and health, rich or poor, till death do us part. When you come to Jesus Christ, you're coming as the bride comes into that marriage. He's going to be the head. And you know he's going to be a loving head, so you'll commit yourself to him. You'll live obedient to him. He's going to be your Lord and Savior. And so you call upon him to save your soul, believing that he died for you. And you can do that right now, for he says in Romans 10:9 that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Lord speaks of his deity. Jesus speaks of his humanity that died for you. So that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart. Believe it with your life, trusting him with your life. Believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, that is, raised him bodily from the dead. Thou shalt be saved, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, not your righteousness, the righteousness of Christ, to make you accepted. And with the mouth confession is made to salvation, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, he wants to save you, and he'll save you now. If you'll come to him. Right now, I'm going to pray a prayer of salvation. You know, it would only be words if you didn't mean it. But if you mean this and you'd like to ask the Lord to come in your heart and life and save you right now, then pray this word, pray this prayer that I'm going to word for you, giving your heart and life to Christ, asking him to save you. Pray this prayer. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross and died for all my sin. I believe 3 days later he rose up bodily from the grave. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. My friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, please write us and let us know. You can email us through the web address, or you can just at our physical address. The Bible says, for whosoever believes shall not be ashamed. Are you ashamed if you just prayed that prayer? If not, then let it be known. Don't be ashamed of Christ. Let us know. Our announcer will give you our web address as well as our physical address. Take it down. Let us know that you have received Christ as your Savior, that we may rejoice with you. Well, I want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast today. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. My friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the Sermon Library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible.